Oh shit, this is recording now. Alright, well. Jesus, this fucking microphone is sensitive. I can just take a goddamn step. My goddamn cat could fart and I'll probably pick that up. Anyways, way off topic of this, you know, first podcast, apparently, right now, it's 11:14 p.m., probably gonna keep going until it's 1. I don't know. Maybe if people hear me and they get disturbed by that and they tell me to go to sleep, you'll probably hear it. And you'll probably hear me mutter under my breath, oh shit. Anyways. So, for this first episode, I want to talk about something that I did over, I think, a span of almost 2 years. And it's, it is a story series that if I can't make it into a comic, I will just make it into a simple story. Just not make it a comic. Just easy as that. Because I've been trying to get freaking artists for some time now, and either they just flat out gave up, or they just don't care. They just don't fucking care. They don't put in the time and the effort that I have put in for my series. Because I can't draw for shit. Before, I couldn't draw for shit. I still kind of can't, because I still fuck up the eyes and then the nose, because I kind of make the eyes too fucking big, bigger than almost the entire face, and then the nose, I kind of make the nose a little bit too long, make it too bulbous and whatnot, but, I'm getting better. I'm getting better, which is nice, but I don't know how to, I just can't draw a body. I can't draw the body of the characters, let alone their outfits and equipment and whatnot. Their armor, blah, 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 blah. But I can come up with the stories. I have, there's a whole trilogy, and then there's another series with a whole nother character. The main character for this trilogy is, the main character is this girl, Maya Petrov, who was born June 1st, 1969, and I should probably say what the series is even fucking called. Oh, expert podcaster. God damn, would my fucking parents be proud if they weren't disappointed in me? Anyways, so, this series is called Survivor's Journal. The first story series is called Survivor's Journal, and it follows this perspective of the character I was just talking about, Maya Petrov. She came from Russia, and she was born June 1st, 1969. Her mom was a carpenter. Her mom was a carpenter and had her own little carpentry shop just outside of her father's farm. Her father was a farmer, of course, because he has a farm. Her father was a farmer during World War II, that he had to work for the Soviet military, or else his family would be put up for execution. So obviously, not wanting his family to get fucking butchered in front of him, he decided to join the military just so his family could be safe. So after he's done serving his time, after World War II is done, gone, goodbye Hitler, Auf Wiedersehen Hitler. Oh, that's bad. Whatever. Anyway, so, he gets harassed by this small group of people calling him a stupid communist and whatnot, because those people were rebels against communism. Those people were not treated well in the communism. They either had their families killed in front of them because they didn't want to follow the rules, or is everything else bad with the cons with communism. I didn't want that to rhyme, but that almost rhymed. Okay. Anyways, so So he gets harassed by this group of people. And he gets afraid that his wife, and especially his daughter, Maya, is going to get possibly killed by that mob, or by another mob. So he creates a fake American passport for Maya, and by this time she's 16, and so he gives her the passport, and he buys a ticket to get her the hell out of Russia into America, and so she gets on the plane, leaves Russia, goes to America. And at first, when people hear her accent and whatnot, and her kind of broken English, because she knew little English, but enough to kind of communicate with people, they start calling her a communist. They start calling her, you know, Russian slang. They call her. Wait, but they would you call her Russian red, or is that a Chinese? Whatever. So they just call her all types of slang that they came up for the Russians, but they then start to warm up to her when they find out that she's learning more and more English. She's learning English faster and better to where she can actually talk to people completely. And then she's learning history, America's history, you know, from the Revolutionary War to currently right now. And the storyline. And people start warming up to her, to where they just basically accept her, besides some people who still think that she's probably a spy. But whatever. And by the time her life is finally put together in America, it is 1987. And she is 20, from what I am thinking right now. 20. Yes, if you guys want to do the math and prove my dumbass wrong or say that I'm right, go right ahead. I don't care. And so, her life is put together in America. But during that time, America has been overpopulating. There's been more and more people and births, more than the government expected. So President Reagan at that time decided to create a team of scientists to control the population. He told the scientists, just figure out a way to control the population. I don't care how you do it, just do it. And so the scientists create a creature known as a lesser. And a lesser is a slug type of monster that can transform any form of it into a blunt object, kind of like a hammer, a dull sword. Yeah, a dull sword, or like a foot, a bat, you know, any type of blunt object. And they use it to kill people. And they're kind of like a hive mind. The only way they multiply is by cutting off pieces of themselves. And so when they cut off a piece of themselves, that piece is a lesser. But they're kind of a hive mind. So if a lesser cuts off many, 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 many pieces of itself, and someone comes across that original lesser, along with all the other little lessers that it made, and that person kills the original lesser, all of the other lessers will die. So it's a hive mind. I probably shouldn't have explained it like that, but you know what I mean. Anyways, so yeah, so they created that, and they didn't know that the lessers were able to multiply like that. They just thought, we'll just make this certain amount and just let them out and have them kill a lot of people and then bring them back in by a special team. Turns out, the lessers cut off many, 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 many pieces of themselves and were able to take down the giant military-esque team that was supposed to retrieve them, and then all hell broke loose, causing many, many, many more deaths in America than, well, President Reagan wanted. And so, all hell breaks loose, the apocalypse begins, and we then find Maya, camping outside of a town, an abandoned town, that she can kind of remember, but she doesn't know why she remembers it. It just gives her a familiar feeling. So, she's camping outside of that town, and she goes into it every now and then to try to find supplies, like blankets, any canned food that someone left by, supplies left by a dead person that a lesser killed. And a little fascination that she has is to watch these lessers, to watch them watch what they do. So, one day, she goes and she hides away inside of a house, inside of an abandoned house, and kind of peers out of a window to kind of observe the lessers. And eventually, she finds a mother and her five-year-old daughter running away. And Maya looks around, and all of a sudden, she sees that the lessers are hot on their trail. And Maya kind of ducks down because she doesn't want to get into it. And all of a sudden, the lesser reaches out and smacks both of them to the ground. And the mom turns around pleading not to kill them. But the lessers just laugh, and Maya describes it as like a devil gargling lava. And so the lessers laugh, one of the lessers laugh, and grabs the daughter and smashes her head in right in front of the mother, who then begins to cry and sob, and then the lessers laugh again, and then they smash the mother into paste. And Maya says she finds it interesting, not the part where they're killing people, but how they function, how they're even able to function. So she then goes back to her camp, then begins to kind of think, well, I'm going to need to should be able to produce my own food, or at least get my own food without going into that town all the time. So she eventually comes across a lake, a river, that was close to that town. And so she fishes there and kind of gets her food there. And then the next day, she's just wandering across the town, of course looking over her shoulder to see if there's any lessers that are following her. And then all of a sudden, she finds this little suburban forested area. So she goes there to see if there's anything there. There is something there. It's an old man, just calmly sitting there, as if nothing happened, as if hell never broke loose. So she walks up to him, very suspicious, and asking, what are you doing here? And he just looks at her, and he's just going, enjoying the view. And she's confused, but she sits right next to him, and they start talking. And eventually, through the conversation, the old man slips out that he was one of the scientists who created the lessers, who is part of the Hellwatch team. And Maya immediately pulls her weapon on the old man and says, "You killed my friends." And the old man just looks at her calmly and says, "We broadcasted a warning to every citizen that if you don't want to die by these lessers, then lock your doors and make no noise. If you do, then just come out and, yeah." Basically, it's for the suicidal. I know, dark. And Maya then just ponders about that for a moment. And then she points her weapon and kind of presses it on the old man's face. And she says, "If I find out that you're lying, I will blow your brains out." And the old man just looks at her, even still calmly. And he says, "And I will happily comply." So we get the feeling that he's not bullshitting Maya. And so the two spend some time together, about a week together. And all of a sudden, when they're in the same spot and whatnot, a giant shadow looms over them, and the old man looks up, and he asks, "What the hell is that?" Maya looks up, too, and she sees that there's an airship above them. an airship that kind of has a thin armor plating around it, around the balloon part, so it wouldn't get shot down easily. And she finds out that there are soldiers jumping down to meet them. And they're all wearing armor and whatnot. They're wearing masks, so she can't tell what any of them look like. But they're all standing in a group. All of a sudden, they kind of part ways to let someone walk through. And it's this woman. And her hair kind of... She's wearing a mask, so all Maya can see is her hair. And her hair kind of looks familiar to Maya. Until the leader takes her mask off and reveals that it's her old friend, Caitlin. And Maya then begins to freak out and go, "Oh my god, Caitlin, you're alive? Let alone you have a fucking army?" And Caitlin laughs and going, "Long story." And so, being Caitlin's friend, Caitlin recruits Maya and the old man. And they both become, the old man, due to his superior intellect, he becomes one of the scientists and kind of medics. And Maya, due to her resourcefulness, she becomes a scavenger. So that's barely touching the tip of the story. That's probably in the first, should probably think about it even more, probably first couple of chapters? What the fuck is a chapter? That sounds like English slang. Anyways, the first couple chapters. So, yeah. That's pretty much it, what I'm thinking about right now. So, I guess goodbye for right now in this first episode.